Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I like this text that's just come in, first one of the day. Has Mills actually arrived or what? We always play two songs at 4 o'clock. Yeah, what? I've been here for ages. I've been here since like 10 a.m.
Well, that I'd have to argue with a little
No, you just didn't see me. I was in another office.
2:30
Which
PM,
office
maybe?
Were you in?
Hmm?
Which office were you in?
Upstairs.
How come you said you were on public transport between 2 and 2:30?
Oh, well, it's been a busy day. How is
Calvin Harris tweeting about you today? I checked. Because he is obsessed with you, let's not forget.
Stop it. Calvin's got a lot of beef on Twitter at the moment. I don't want to be part of that.
Who's he got beef with?
He's got beef with some people reviewing his album.
Right.
And saying it's not very good, when it actually is. And also he's got beef with Lime Marmalade.
Ugh.
Do you go on his site every day to see whether he's mentioned it?
No.
Of all the things, when I asked that question, who's he got beef with, I didn't expect it to be an album reviewer and some jam.
Yeah.
Really not.
Doesn't get Lime Marmalade at all, and I'm kind of with him on that, because it's just too a bit too sharp, isn't it?
I agree.
Makes you pull that funny face.
Yeah. I like Calvin Harris's Twitter. There's lots of stuff on there, not just because it's sometimes twice about me. Right. How are we all this afternoon?
Very good.
Very good.
Good. X Factor. Oh, what's occurring? Because it's back on Saturday. And we'll fill that gap in our lives. That's at 5:30.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Right, what's all this about Jo Wiley, please? From her show earlier.
One in five women go to work Nicholas. They don't put their pants on in the morning. So if we do the headcount in the office upstairs, I think there's probably... maybe there's almost 10 women who work in the office upstairs. So we've got Rachel from The Breakfast Show. I've nailed her. I forgot about Becky from Scott's show. It's got to be Becky, really, hasn't it?
What's she saying by that?
She's saying that she goes commando.
She said to me, she left this morning, she went, oh, bye, Becky. And then she went, oh. And she had just such a sweet little look on her face. And she went, I might have said that you wear new knickers. Bye.
And she walked out the office.
I was like, what?
Oh, where does bye, that come Jo. From?
No you, idea. Because I suddenly thought, I suddenly thought maybe it was when I was playing her in the musical. And maybe, like... I don't know.
What, you wearing no knickers on to represent her?
But I did have pants on then. I've got pants on now.
You have, yeah?
I've never come to work with no pants on.
Ever?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm.
Not once.
We have,
I've come to
we?
Work with my boyfriend's pants on, but I've never come to work with no pants on.
We have loads, yeah.
We found out we'd gone commando on the same day.
Yeah. Oh, I don't need to hear
Can
this.
We just say found out by talking
no.
about it?
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
Chantal.
Who?
Chantal.
Chantal, hi.
Hi.
Hi, why are we whispering, please?
Because I'm meant to be at work.
Supposed to be at work?
Yeah.
What, in a library?
Oh, I'm hiding under the stairs.
Okay.
You're hiding under the stairs?
Yeah, it's
big
stairs, don't worry.
Okay, cool. How can we help?
I'm at work, but my results are waiting for me at home. I still don't know what they are yet.
Oh, rubbish. A-levels, yeah?
Yeah.
So many people are texting in about this today. What are you waiting for? What do you think you got?
I actually have no idea. I know I've been accepted for my first choice uni, but I have no idea what I have yet.
Okay.
That's good though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
So you've got half an hour left at work?
Yeah.
And then you'll be rushing home and finding out what they are, and they're just like, they're blatantly just waiting there on the side for you, aren't they?
My sister went and get them, yeah, they're going to be sitting on the dining room table. It's going to be awesome.
Are you going to spend the next half hour under the stairs, or are you going to go back to doing what you do?
I've got to go back to my desk.
All right. See, that was me, and it was A-level results day. I would probably just stay under the stairs and completely forget about the results because I'd be in denial.
I think I'm going to think about it more under the stairs,
though. No, it's quite good under the stairs, isn't it?
Apart from everyone's looking at me.
Oh, okay, well, maybe get out from there.
Yeah, I'm on your side there.
Chantal, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Hope it does all right. Text me back and let me know how you do.
Okay.
Love you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
And now it's time for Dear Scott. This time last week, we were still in Edinburgh doing the musical, and the posh Radio 4 lady, the PR4L, was here live every day. Now she's back to being recorded again. Which you prefer?
Well, she can't answer back as much, can she, when she's recorded?
I tell you what, there's so much love for posh Radio 4 lady. She was signing things, signing autographs in Edinburgh. She's got her own Facebook appreciation groups now. People love the posh.
We went to see a show together.
Yeah. Love it. Here she is.
Hey, Scott. It's Andy and Matt here. You don't know us, obviously, but we just wanted to drop you an email. We're from Reading, and after a split-second decision, we decided to make the 8-hour drive up to Edinburgh, just for Scott Mills the musical. And we can say we were certainly not disappointed. What a brilliant show it was. Your show was the only one we had time to see, as we drove up Thursday all day and left for home Friday morning. It was a long way to go, but we listened to you every day and thought we owed it to you. Ha ha. Thanks a lot for going to all the trouble of putting it on, and well done to Joe for taking on your role with such style. And just wish we could have met you on Thursday. We were gutted we didn't see you. Andy and Matt.
That's one of the nicest emails I've got for a very long time. Andy and Matt, I'm really glad you enjoyed the musical. I cannot believe that you went to the biggest arts festival in the world with over, 2,000 shows on? Mm-hmm. And the only show you saw was Scott Mills, the musical. That is... Yeah, maybe I think maybe you are the only people that did that, but... Thanks very much for coming along. 8 hours is a long drive from Reading, so cheers. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Next.
Dear Scott, I just want to let Jimmy and Si know I'm on holiday till Tuesday. Keep up the good work, boys.
What?
This isn't a place for just messages, is it?
It's like a newsagent's window.
It's not.
Anything got in for sale? Oh, that's a classified.
That's a classified.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a newsagent's window.
Unbelievable. You can't just come on here willy-nilly getting the posh Radio 4 lady to... read out, messages to people. Dear Scott, can you tell my wife that she's left her car keys at home? No, that's not what it's all about, you know? Next!
Hi, chappers. How's your legs after the bucking bronco? And did you get your pound back off Kelly for the sweepstake? John, off of Knott.
Please explain.
Well, I was doing the cricket on Saturday, which was 2020 finals day at Edgbaston. Mm. And for some unknown reason, which I'm still not 100% sure about, the theme was kind of, for the day, was sort of Wild West and cowboys.
Were you doing the halftime entertainment?
All of that kind of stuff.
Were you dressed as an actual cowboy?
No, I did have on a check shirt, but that was it. Mm. And I was
that just coincidence?
Yes, it was, actually. And they had a bucking bronco there to get people out off who were in the crowd on, and also to get the mascots for the team sat on the bucking bronco, dressed as giant dinosaurs and everything. And at one point, they put it in front of the stand that had the fans that drank the most beer. And I was doing all of this with Kelly Kate, who used to be called Kelly Dalglish, and they demanded the crowd that I had to go on the bucking bronco. So I had to go on the bucking bronco. But then another load of fans were doing the sweepstake, and they asked me to enter the sweepstake, which I did. And then they asked Kelly to enter the sweepstake, which she did, but she hadn't got a quid on her, so I had to lend her a quid to go in the sweepstake.
You'd think she'd have a quid, wouldn't you?
You would, wouldn't you, really?
God.
How long were you on the bronco for?
I lasted 13 seconds.
But that's quite impressive.
Is that good?
Yeah, no, that is quite good, yeah.
Well, considering the man dressed as a giant shark lasted 12 seconds, it wasn't particularly great. But it does go a lot faster than it looks.
Yeah, I always find that.
Why do you go on bucking broncos a lot?
Well, we did it for a while ago for the show, do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Cool, yeah.
It is harder than it looks.
It is harder than it looks. As you can see, it was great entertainment and lots of fun was had by all.
Yeah. Getting quite a few emails about the bucking bronco.
About the bucking bronco, yeah. Not necessarily one of the highlights of my career, but...
Next!
Hi, Scott. I heard Westwood for the first time this evening. He seems to have something for Becky. Anything we need to know?
Westwood is a good show. He plays some amazing tunes.
What's he got for her?
But I don't know what this is about.
He played a song called Becky and kept shouting out to all the Beckys. I think he has it bad. You need to listen. Bye, Bethan Hughes.
Funny enough, Bethan, we do have a clip.
Oh, Becky!
What? Was this the other night?
Yeah. Wow.
Give me that Becky. Just got Becky. I can't move. I love Becky. Yes, I do. I get Becky. I am glue. Give me Becky. I do you.
Go and answer all my Beckys. This is amazing. I've never heard this song called Becky. Have you?
No.
Do you? What does that mean?
Give me Becky. I am glue. Give me Becky. I do you.
I'm more concerned with the Becky, marry me. Do you think he's doing, subliminal messages to me?
Maybe.
Really rubbish ones.
Yeah. Anything else you want to know, or anything you've noticed, then just send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll get the posh Radio 4 lady on it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, we were talking about ghost trains off of fun fairs and really not being scary anymore here in 2009.
That's what you thought.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Brighton Pier one that my mate went on to, like I said, there was someone just kind of, they push you in, there's some cobwebs, and then someone blows on your face at the end. Woo, really scary.
Well, yeah.
Well, Becky decided to up this last night. Well, she went up a level.
Well, yesterday, when Scott was talking about that, loads of people texted in going, oh, I bet he couldn't handle the passage of terror or something. Apparently there's one in Blackpool, and I found one last night. So I thought, right.
Where did you find that?
What? You just went out looking for a passage of terror and you came across one?
It's like a tourist attraction. So,
well, you walked out of Radio 1 and it said passage of terror this way.
No, I was in Leicester Square and I was going to go to the cinema but decided not to. So me and my friend went into this passage of terror and I have never been so scared in my life. It was horrible.
Did anyone blow on your face?
No, they're not allowed to touch you, but it's so frightening. There's like live actors in there, like doing really scary stuff.
Like what though? Well, how scary can it be?
No, worse than that. Like really bad. And at
like
one point,
what?
I can't do it because it's not going to be scary, is it? If I go, whoa, you're going to go, that's rubbish.
Yeah.
They're way better actors than me. But at one point, my friend lost his flip-flop and it all went off because he was like trying to fumble around on the floor trying to find it and they all thought that was part of it.
And then someone blew in his face.
Chased. No, we were being chased by a man with a chainsaw.
Oh, actually, I don't like that.
So the
because it's pitch black.
Right, but the scariest bit of your whole experience in the Passage of Terror is when your friend lost his flip-flop.
No, there was so much more scary stuff than that. There were these other two in there who we'd never met before, and the girl just grabbed my hand and wouldn't let go of it. She was holding on to me so tightly.
I thought you weren't allowed to be touched in the Passage of Terror.
This is another person that was walking through it.
Like, oh, not one
tourist.
Of the actors.
No, 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 it's just a tourist. She was like, I'm so scared. And she just like grabbed me and then didn't let go.
Where were they from, the tourist?
I don't know. Where did my accent sound? I can't remember.
Don't know. Scandinavia somewhere?
Maybe, yeah.
Right, good. Wow, so your friend losing his flip-flop was the highlight of last night?
No!
I don't think I'm really sold.
I'm saying I should challenge you to it, because if you think that it's not scary, I dare you to go in there, and we'll film you coming out.
Okay.
Just wear some sensible shoes.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, chappers, look at Becky.
Becky.
Becky. Does she look like the kind of person that would have a tattoo?
No.
I'm not being rude. You just don't
just
seem
had an
like.
Itch. I was just scratching my leg.
She just kept rubbing her hands up and down her thigh.
I was thinking,
what are you about to reveal? No, she doesn't look like a person that would have a tattoo.
I'm not being rude. I'm just saying you don't look like the kind of person that would ever consider one ever.
Mm.
And I bet your mum was like, no, Becky, you're never ever in a tattoo ever. You're not having one.
My mum doesn't sound like that.
Well,
very posh, my mum. No, but I have always wanted one. But
hey?
I never quite wanted to go through with it.
That's right. What I meant why I don't think you've gone, because I don't think you're brave enough to go through the pain of one.
No.
No, but she just revealed something. She just revealed something to me.
But if I was going to have one, I'd have a barcode.
Yeah, she just said that to me. During the Black Eyed Peas. She wants a barcode. Where?
I haven't decided yet.
In your arm?
Maybe like in her arm. It needs to be somewhere where it's easily scanned.
Is that so you can go to like the self-service thing at the supermarket and scan yourself?
Yeah, but I just haven't worked out what product.
Please scan your items.
Boop, bloop, bloop.
12p.
Unexpected bloop. Item in the bagging area.
Unexpected item in the bagging area. Oh, I hate that. That happened to me again yesterday. I'm going to give up with those machines now because I do the right thing. I put the stuff there, scan it over, put it in the bag. Still, there's always a problem in the flipping bagging area. Like, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm putting it in the bag. How is that a problem in the bagging area? Sorry, I just needed to say that.
It's kind of gone off subject.
Sorry.
A bit, hasn't it?
Anyway, what barcode does it need to be? How will you know?
Well, I'll just find a product that I'm happy with forever and then just get the tat. But you don't see many people with technology tattoos, do you?
No, you don't.
I think it might be. I might
you could
be
one of the
winner.
First people I know with a barcode. Can we choose what product it's for?
Oh, brilliant!
And then we could do that thing, you know, like when people get Chinese writing on, and they're like, "Yeah, it says that," and it doesn't say that at all. It says something completely different.
So we could tell her the barcode was for one thing,
like
but
I
in fact,
flake or something.
Yeah, flake. But then, in
it
fact,
would be for some condoms.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, that is a good idea, sent in by someone called Barry in Wiltshire. How about a brand new feature called What's Becky's Barcode? Where she gets a different tattoo every week, barcode, and we have to guess what product it is. Just an idea.
That could actually run for quite a while,
yeah,
couldn't it?
Until we run out of room.
Covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite like it. Why don't you get... Can it be like your... Your loyalty card to like a supermarket, like that would be quite good as a barcode. Then you'd never forget it, like the Tesco Club card or something.
What, all up my arm?
Yeah.
Yeah. Saves you carrying your wallet.
It's 5:35 on Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
Just getting the feeling that no one else is sharing the amount of enthusiasm.
I've said I am. How many times have I to tell you?
Just because we're not having a massive party.
I'm not having a party.
Cheese and pineapple, sausage rolls. You said you were a minute ago.
No, he's not having a party because he's doing a gig.
All right.
Don't forget.
What's occurring?
Here's your first one today. Remember Daniel off of last year's X Factor? Daniel Evans.
Yes.
Really nice bloke. He was the slightly older one from the rest. Mm. And his hair seemed to go more blonde as the series went on.
Well, more ginger, didn't it, really?
Well, kind of, yeah.
He tried to do very strange things with it.
Yeah.
And made him look worse at the end. Well, they did. He looked better when he started before they got the stylist on.
He's probably gone back to that hair now that he had at the beginning.
Okay.
We gave him a call earlier. He was on the way to Skegness to do a gig, actually.
All right.
But very nice man. We called up Daniel Evans earlier. He got quite far into the competition as well, didn't he?
Mm.
Didn't he do Tom Jones? And remember?
Yeah, I think
that?
He did, yeah.
We called up Daniel earlier. We gave him 30 seconds to name as many other X Factor contestants as he could from any series, not just last year. That's going back quite a way now. How many could Daniel name from any series in 30 seconds, Becky?
10.
Chappers.
6.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
He's a very nice man, Daniel Evans, off X Factor, naming as many other contestants as he can in 30 seconds.
Okay, Leon, Rillian, Leona, Austin, Laura, Diana, JLS, of course. I'm trying to think back now. Same difference. Chico. Alicia Bennett. Who else can I think of? And Alexandra, of course, because she'll kill me that I forgot her. That's Bad Lashes, Girl Band, Scott Bruton, I think that's about it for the minute.
Oh, just inside of 30 seconds.
He did very well.
Bad Lashes, Scott Bruton. I think they're all, most of them from his series, though. So.
Mm-hmm.
But fair play, Daniel got 14
well
of X Factor contestants. Becky gets the point.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Who was the Alicia one in there? I don't remember.
I don't remember that one.
No.
Did he mention himself? I can't remember.
No.
I'm quite pleased he didn't.
Yeah.
Because normally when you get celebrities to name celebrities, the first one they name is themselves.
Yeah. We also should mention Daniel's voicemail, because when I called him earlier, he went to voicemail first time. Can I just play you that now?
Yeah.
This is what you get when you phone his phone. Oh, that's a voiceover man there doing it. Time to leave a message.
Has he done that? Did he do that personally for Daniel?
Yes.
Or is that a sideline that voiceover man's kind of...
Wouldn't surprise me, but I think he did do that, especially for Daniel.
Okay.
Guess who I met earlier as well from last year? Hi, Diana Vickers.
Hello, Scott Mills.
How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm very good. I've not seen you for a while because the last time I saw you was on my TV.
Oh, yeah.
Like a
just
year ago.
Just chilling out on the TV.
Well, not
I know.
A year ago, but nearly.
That was time ago, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel weird now?
It does. I was on GMTV this morning and I was like, whoa, this feels so strange. But it's good. I feel like I'm at home again when I was on the TV.
Are you going to be watching on Saturday?
Maybe. Because I never watched the show before I actually went on the show.
Did you not?
No, never.
But you've got a lot of stuff going on yourself now, haven't you?
I do. I've got my album coming out next year and I'm like co-writing all of that. So finishing off that bad boy and then I'm in a West End.
Are you?
Yeah, man.
So how has your life changed in the last 12 months?
Loads. Like, I live in London now and obviously I'm at the studio every single day working my bum off.
Wow.
What's she doing in the West End?
She's going to be a little voice.
Yeah.
All right.
She's doing all right, isn't she?
She's doing very well.
Did you know?
Sounds like she'd had a lot of caffeine there, but anyway.
No, she's always at hyper.
All right.
Did you know Vickers is really good at impressions? It's a fact.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Earlier, Diana Vickers did 3 impressions to me. I had to guess who she was being. How many out of 3 did I get right, Chappers?
1. She should be good at impressions if she's in Little Voice. Isn't Little Voice all
isn't
about impressions?
Yeah.
Becky?
So even though she's good,
yeah,
you're guessing.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Two.
You're saying two? Okay, let's find out with our brand new game within a game on Oh, What's Occurring?
It's Diana Vickers' Wheel of Impressions.
Okay, so you've got a piece of paper there. You've got to do the impression. I'll try and guess who it is. Let's do it. Go.
Sweet Australia. That was really great. That was sweet. You're just a star.
Kylie Minogue.
No. Hey, Kyle. Do you want to come to Mum's for dinner?
Oh, that gives it away. Danny Minogue.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Hi, welcome to Radio 1. It's me. I don't know. I know. Obama, Barack Obama. I don't know. Obama, Becky, baby.
Chris Moyles.
Hey! That was a good one.
Next.
You're right, Diana Love. How you doing? All right. Good to see ya.
It's
a tough one.
That is hard. No, I don't know.
It's my dad. It's Eddie Vickers.
How am I going to know that?
It's a legend, Eddie Vickers. Everybody knows Edwin Vickers.
Right. So, the first two, you could probably guess by what she was saying rather than the impression.
Yeah.
And the third one, how would I ever get her dad?
Well.
So... But,
are you saying two, though, there? Even though you got the first one wrong? Because you said Kylie Minogue. You didn't say you were going to get multiple guesses.
Well, I got it right in the end. So Becky gets the point there. So I got two.
Oh! What's occurring?
You're very quiet, Becky.
Becky. You know Austin, off of last year's X Factor...
Yeah, I feel like I've been cheated.
Don't be
I feel like I've been. I'm not going.
Oh,
I'm not getting
sake,
myself
Scott,
worked up over Diana Vickers' Wheel of Impressions.
Just give him the point.
No, it's fine.
Give him the point.
No,
otherwise,
keep,
he's just going to sulk the rest
keep
of
Becky with the point. It's fine.
Okay,
it's fine.
You know Austin.
So that's how she wants to play.
Austin.
Yes.
Austin Rage. He's working on his new album at the moment.
Yeah.
Working with the same people that like launched up Tinchy Strider. And we called him up earlier, well, I did, as a weird fan. You know my stalker.
Oh, I love you. Yeah.
Yeah. Does freak people out. So, my question to you, being the stalker of Austin that I am, how long would he stay on the phone for? This is a weird fan calling up someone from X Factor.
A minute and 5 seconds. What are you laughing at?
It's quite a long time.
So you cheat me out of one point and now you laugh at my answers for the next one.
Becky?
20 seconds.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's my weird stalker character phoning Austin off of last year's X Factor.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
OMG, is that Austin?
Who's that?
Is that Austin?
It is indeed.
Oh my God, I am your biggest fan!
Are you?
Yeah, I loves you!
Oh, thank you.
I loves you on that X Factor!
Did you? Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're one of the best ones, I reckon.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, I just found your number, and I've always been a fan of yours, and I thought, right, it can't actually be Austin's number of X Factor. It sure it certainly is. It's actually you, isn't it?
It is indeed.
I can't believe I'm actually speaking to you. Can we be friends?
We can be best friends, like pals.
I just want to, like, come, give me your address, and I'll come round to your house.
Oh, well, you see, the thing is... I live with my mum, and my mum will want you round.
That's all right. I want to be friends with your mum as well.
You want to be best friends?
Yeah. How's it going anyway, Austin?
Really good, thank you. Who is this?
I'm your biggest fan. I can't believe I'm actually speaking to you. I just found your number on this door, and I thought, that can't be his actual number, and it is. It's your number.
Really? Oh, okay.
It's Lush.
It's Lush. Where are you from?
I'm from Bristol. Where should we go as our first like trip somewhere? I could meet you somewhere if you want.
You could meet me somewhere, like where?
Wherever you want. I mean, you're the...
At the end of a pier.
You're the star, mate, so you tell me and I'll be there.
I don't know. You're from Bristol. Have you got a car?
No.
So what is the nature of the call then?
I just loves you and I just wanted to actually speak to you and here it is and I'm speaking to you and I want to be your friend.
Well, we're now friends.
Are we now friends?
We're now friends.
Yay! Me and Austin Dreed are friends!
There you go.
I love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So I'll keep your number and I can call you whenever, yeah?
Oh, I don't know about that, because I'm a bit busy at the moment.
Are you? What are you doing?
You don't want to know.
I do.
I can't give away that kind of information.
It's something top secret, though. You can tell me I'm your friend.
If it was top... I can't tell you top secret stuff.
Are you in the loo?
Maybe.
I love it! I'm actually in the toilet with you right now. Listen, I gotta go anyway, but I'll call you in about 5 minutes.
Alright, okay.
Because we're friends now, aren't we?
Alright, take care of my lover.
Okay, bye! Wow.
That was very nice of him.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
You forgot who you were speaking to, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
That, you did.
2 minutes 25, so Chappers gets that one, but Becky sadly wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Sorry about that, Chops.
Oh! Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
I need to call Chipmunk's brother, actually.
Oh, why? Have you got a problem with your cable?
Yeah, if you've not heard this before, Chipmunk's brother is the man that comes around and sometimes fixes my TV.
Do you remember previous people who fixed your TV, or now that the person who is currently fixing your TV is related to somebody famous? Is that kind of why you've stayed in touch?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
At least you're honest.
Yeah. I need to call his bro as soon as possible because my TV is stuck on Diva TV and I can't get it off.
What's that?
You have not seen Diva TV?
No.
I can't say I have either.
It's got Oprah on it, Ellen DeGeneres, all right. Them.
All your favourites?
All my favourites. And
Ricky Lake?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Don't knock Ricky Lake. Wes was on Twitter earlier saying that he watches
it. I wasn't knocking Ricky Lake. I was just assuming that was on that channel as well.
So, yeah, it's stuck on Diva TV. If anyone knows how to stop that from happening, then let me know.
How did it get onto Diva TV?
I don't know. Obviously, someone in the house...
Malfunction.
No, someone was obviously watching it in the house, not me, and it just got stuck. It's obviously just frozen or something. I don't know what to do. So if Chipmunk's brother's listening, help me out. Cheers. Maybe Grimmy could ask him tonight. Could you write an email to Grimmy now, just asking Chipmunk to ask his brother how I get my TV off of Diva TV?
Podcast.
The texts are coming in now is saying we'll just change the batteries in your remote. And I actually haven't thought of that. Because I do remember taking some batteries out of one. I've got so... You know, you've got loads of remotes now. I've got about 9 remotes. And
no,
I do
I've
remember.
Got one remote that...
Well, have you got one of those ones all for one?
Well, you can do it on most things. No.
No.
Most remotes now, you can just program for your TV.
Yeah, do my TV and my Sky.
No. So, oh, okay.
It does that.
Does that make me quite old school that I've got 9 remotes?
What are you controlling with 9 remotes?
Don't know.
His curtains.
No,
his,
really not.
His
I've
fire.
I've got no control curtains or fire. Craig you, David.
Your spinning bed?
I love
that. Do you remember
it.
That?
Oh, yeah.
Have
I never got my spinning bed, did I?
Why do you want a spinning bed?
Because a while ago, I went through an R&B phase, and I decided...
a few years ago.
I wanted to...
I was going to say, it's not since I've
wanted
been
to have a spinning bed and curtains and stuff. But
do
I don't
R&B
know.
Stars have spinning beds?
All
yeah.
Of them.
That's
all of them.
Make you feel really seasick, surely.
Jay-Z's got one.
It's a bit permanently on the whirl, it
Kanye West. All got spinning beds.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I will try and change the remote control battery. So have you sent that email to Chipmunk's brother via Grimmy now? Already?
Yeah, I sent it.
Oh, right, okay.
That's going to make you look well stupid.
Yeah, if it's just me needing to change the remote control batteries, that's really going to make me look stupid.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You two are absolutely disgusting.
Why?
Well, for the second time this week, Becky is trying to eat beetroot seductively in
I'm
front
not,
of me.
I'm just trying to stop it from falling out.
It's just good
like
beetroot.
All over the place because it's difficult to eat them without a fork.
We've just rediscovered beetroot because it's really low in fat. It's,
revolting
so now instead
stuff.
Of just eating a chocolate bar like normal people, we decided to eat beetroot about
it's
6:15.
Revolting. And now the two of you have got beetroot all over your fingers.
I've got beetroot mouth, beetroot
and,
fingers.
And you've just wiped it through your hair, which I think was a particularly good thing to do.
Did I?
Yeah.
Sorry. I can't even see who's on after Zane Lowe tonight because, like, the piece of paper that normally tells me is just covered in beetroot now. I think, oh, it's Annie Mac. I can just see Annie and then red. Now it's time for Dear Scott. The posh Radio 4 lady is back. She's recorded this week, not live like she was last week, which means you can't answer back. First one.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one that spoke once, Tulip, and the posh Radio 4 lady.
Everyone's on.
I was in Pacific Grove, California recently, visiting my aunt. While there, I walked past a car completely covered in tin foil that was being fiddled with by two women in mechanics' jumpsuits, One woman was also in rollerblades with jet-like things on the back. And a man in a lab coat and goggles.
Right, see, I went to California fairly recently. This didn't happen to me.
Okay.
The man shouted at me as I walked by, saying, "Don't worry, we're time-travelling." It was all very Back to the Future. I just thought I should write in and let you know that you may get your time-travelling ride after all. Love you. Sophie, off of Seattle, Washington.
You know I wanted to time travel a while ago.
Yeah.
This could be it. They're doing it. It's all the rage in California.
Right, so you're going to go to California so you can time travel.
Well, things normally go to America first, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, America gets good stuff first and then we get it over here a few months later. So it might be out here before Christmas, do you reckon?
I would love that if it was. I haven't heard back from those people either. Do you remember ages ago?
Oh, yeah, where you paid a tenner for time travelling.
Yeah. Not heard back from them.
Strange, that.
Hopefully it'll be here before Christmas. I'd love that. Let us know if you're in California and you've already invented time travel. Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and let me know when it'll be available here. It's a bit like the iPhone and stuff, isn't it? Like, other phones are available. But you know what I mean? They always get it first, don't they?
Mm.
Next.
Do you think it would have been on BBC News that someone had invented time travel before someone emailed you?
No idea. Next.
Hi, Scott. Any chance you could play the first track on Hugh's show last night by the farmer group called Conkers? Martin.
Yes, this is strange.
Oh, my friend texted me about this. Apparently last night Hugh had someone called Scrumpy Jack on the phone.
Yeah.
And it's basically this group called the Countryside Alliance, and they basically do, like, parodies of other songs, but in West Country accents.
It's good, this,
listen. Thought you might like it.
Conkers. Countryside, we play Conkers from the horse chestnut tree. Draw back and then take strike a cracking 60 or Z. Some people play with vinegar, but I grow mine from sea. Draw back and then take a strike a cracking 60 or Z.
Oh, yeah. G'day, that's Conkers by the Countryside Alliance.
I think they've got loads of other hits as well.
Are they?
Yeah. But it's
playing Conkers back.
I think Conkers is back because
Conkers haven't gone away.
Well, last year I was just sat on a bench at a train station, and this man came up to me and he had his hands closed and he went, "You want to buy?" And I was like, "Well, what is it?" And he opened it up and it was just like a handful of Conkers. Mm. And he said I could have the whole lot for 50p.
I just haven't seen anyone playing Conkers for a while.
Well, there's obviously demand for it. If he's, like, selling handfuls of Conkers for, like, 50p.
I think my little boy played it last year.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think okay. Conkers
when
is very much...
When did Conkers start? October?
Yeah, autumn.
Oh, so we've got a while to wait. We can practice.
That is definitely the Countryside Alliance, is it? It's not you two. Because I know how you're quite keen on doing your West Country accents.
No, that is a real group called
Conkers. It's definitely not you.
No.
I did notice that your stalker voice and your phone call to Austin off of X Factor before six sounded very very similar to the impression you did of my mum.
Very much.
Mm. Yeah.
They all kind of just go into one,
is
really.
Is it all the same voice?
Yeah. There's only one voice. Next.
Scott.
Hi.
I watched your musical last night and have to say I was very impressed.
Cheers.
What I did notice was that you have massive feet. Massive. What size are they? Beck, Belfast, XO.
XO to you. They're not actually massive, they're size 10. What size are you, my darling?
Size 10.
There we are. Your feet don't look massive to me.
No, but that's because I'm a lot taller than you.
Do you
so
think
I,
it's...
So therefore I look like I have dainty feet. What we did also work out last week is that Becky's shoes are very nearly the same size as mine, so I think Becky probably has massive feet.
What size
I think
are you?
They are quite big for a girl.
You're 11, are you?
11?
I would say you're a 9, aren't you?
Eight.
Eight.
9? No, I'm an 8.
They're an 8.5.
They're massive plates of meat for a girl, isn't it? 8? Jeez.
God.
Wow.
Elephant
I had
feet.
To properly squeeze into those Dr. Martens off of Joe Wiley. They were like size 6.
Oh.
You can stretch them somewhat.
Yep, size 10, but still not as big as Gareth Gates' feet.
How big are they? And how do you know?
I just remember ages ago. Do you remember on Pop Idol years ago, his feet were massive and everyone was like, oh, his feet are massive. He's like a 12, 13 or something.
I wasn't aware of anybody concentrating on his feet.
Next time you see Gareth Gates.
When's that going to be?
I don't know. Look at his feet. Are you Googling Gareth Gates' feet now?
Yeah. Oh, no.
scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything else you want to know from the posh Radio 4 lady, we'll read them out.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.